Hurst, on, Zach Turner and Chase Thompson had 2 goals each as the Voodoos quieted the Lumberjacks crowd with a convincing 7-2 at the Claude LaRosie Recreation Center Saturday night in what will likely be an NOJHL East first-round playoff series matchup. The Voodoos got going midway through the first when Dylan McElhinney got a pass from Justin Rousseau and McElhinney's shot beat Lumberjacks goaltender Tristan Boileau to make it 1-0 Voodoos. The visiting Voodoos added to the lead as Matthew McMillan, a trailer on the play, took a pass from Ryan Patrick and he beat Boileau low on his stick side, which made it 2-0 with just over 3 minutes left in the first. For McMillan, that was the 20th of the campaign. Just over 2 minutes later, Chase Thompson took a pass from Reese Smetham and his shot through traffic beat Boileau as the Voodoos took a 3-0 lead into the first intermission. The Lumberjacks got onto the board just over 5 minutes into the second as Jack Robinson was alone in the slot and he beat Voodoo's goalie Patrick Charette to make it 3-1. However, the Voodoos responded as Zach Turner tipped a Matthew McMillan shot in front of Boileau, making it 4-1 Voodoos at 10 o'clock. Later in the second, the Voodoo's Mike McLean kept a puck in at the blue line and the big defender gave it to Chase Thompson, who made no mistake, which made it 5-1 at 17:59 as he beat Russ DeCoste, who replaced Boileau after the fourth Voodoo's goal. Early in the third, the Voodoo's shorthanded, Alex Little fed Mike McLean on a 2-on-1 and he deked around DeCoste, which made it 6-1 at 2:12. Zach Turner made it 7-1 with a shot from a bad angle and beat DeCoste at 11:34. William Paquette finished off a nice individual effort to beat Charette, which made it 7-2 with 5 minutes left in the third. With the win, the Voodoos pull within 1 point behind the Lumberjacks for second in the NOJHL East. The Voodoos will finish off a busy weekend of hockey Sunday afternoon when they travel to Iroquois Falls to take on the Storm at 2 p.m.